Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Weather is warming up. It's time to make sure your horse's vaccination for Eastern Equine Encephalitis and West Nile virus is up to date. Dr. Darlene Conkle is Assistant State Veterinarian in Wisconsin.
Mosquitoes will be upon us soon, and it does take some time for horses to develop immunity after you vaccinate them. It is two boosters, usually for a horse that has never been vaccinated before. That's to boost the immunity to a protective level. After that, it's a vaccine, one dose, either annually or twice a year, depending on your veterinarian's recommendation and where you live.
How far apart between the two initial doses?
Usually 4 weeks.
And these are administered by a vet?
Yes.
Talk a bit now about the horses that were vaccinated last year. How often do they need the booster?
They should be vaccinated at least again this spring if they were vaccinated last year. The immunity does wane some over time, even with the best vaccines. And this time of the year is a good time to start to keep them protected through the summer months. And again, it will depend on specific recommendations from your veterinarian, whether they would recommend an additional vaccine in the late summer or fall months.
What about the diseases? I mean, are they becoming more prevalent? Are they backing off a bit?
I think the prevalence, it's relatively steady. We know that West Nile virus is here as a factor here in Wisconsin and really throughout the nation now. And Eastern equine encephalitis tends to have kind of a periodic incidence. We see some years where we don't see it very much, and then other years where we do see quite a few cases. And we don't know exactly what factors cause it to emerge, but the vaccine is very protective for that case. Equine herpes virus myelitis has been a concern earlier this year. That's a disease that spread horse to horse, not by mosquitoes. So we recommend good biosecurity practices to decrease the chances of becoming affected with that. If you're a horse owner who shows quite a bit or has lots of opportunity for your horse to be in contact with others, just observe good practices like washing your hands, not sharing equipment, isolating horses when they come home from an event, if that's at all possible, so they don't transmit anything to their stable mates. Just those types of simple practices. There is a vaccine available for equine herpes virus, but it does not necessarily protect against the neurologic form of that disease. Over the last couple of years, seen an increased incidence of the neurologic form in certain horses, that again, that virus will survive throughout the winter and summer months as well. So it's a disease spread by contact between horses.
Wisconsin Assistant State Veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle. I'm Bob Meyer with Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.